Hi everyone, Dr. Kerry Yerkew here. Thank you for joining us at True North Practice Management for today's webinar on cash flow. As a health professional, we're experts at what we do, but often we don't have a lot of training on the business side of things. And today at True North, we want to teach you about cash flow. It's such an important topic, whether it's for your business or maybe it's for personally. Sometimes they go hand in hand, they go together. So as health professionals, it's important that we manage our cash flow effectively. And this is something that we want to teach you today. This is part of our free webinar series. We do this on a weekly basis on different topics revolving around practice. We have some more in-depth webinars, advanced ones where they're paid webinars, and we'll give you an opportunity to join an advanced cash flow webinar at the end of this webinar today. So today we're talking about cash flow, and we're going to get right into it. So for cash flow is very important. If you don't have good cash flow, it can be difficult for you to maintain a practice long term, and a lot of health professionals do struggle with cash flow. Maybe they have a certain expectation for what practice will be like. Maybe they've seen friends or family who are health professionals managing a practice, but it's really important that we dig a little deeper into cash flow today so that you can understand a cash flow better. Initially, when you start a practice, cash flow may be negative, and so it might be necessary to have negative cash flow and have a line of credit set up so that you can operate your practice and you can operate, have a lifestyle and be able to grow your practice. So let's say you get out of school, and I've worked with a lot of health professionals over the last 2 years and students. I get out of school, you have a lot of student debt. You might need a line of credit just to help initially to be able to pay your expenses, to set up a clinic, to work within someone else's practice. So having a line of credit set up is very important. And but we want to get the cash flow positive as quickly as possible. So we don't want you to be in a negative cash flow for a long period of time. We don't want you to be accumulating more and more debt at higher interest rates. We want to make sure that you can pay down your debts quickly and turn the negative cash flow into positive cash flow. Why positive cash flow? Well, you want to pay down your debts as quickly as possible. Debt creates a negative drag on cash flow. You have to make the interest payments. Depending on the interest payments, it can be very hard to get out of debt. So we want to make sure that we pay down the debt as quickly as possible. You want to reinvest in your business. So basically, you want to use the positive cash flow to reinvest in making your business better. And that includes better equipment, better staff, better location, all the things that can make your practice better. It could be better services, products. And we'll talk a little bit about that today. And then you want to build up equity. You want to have an increased net worth year over year. And so a net worth for your business and a net worth personally as well. Well, how can you increase cash flow and turn your cash flow positive? Well, one way is you can increase the amount of services. So in your clinic, you may be providing services, but you could provide more. Maybe your schedule could be better. You could be more efficient in the clinic. You could be providing services that could increase your cash flow. Your practice could be providing more services. So you could hire staff to assist you with the services you provide. You could also get other professionals hired and on board to help you with your practice. And by other professionals that could be similar to your profession. If you're a dentist, hire more dentists, but they could be also complementary. You know, more dental hygienists. You could be hiring, if you're a chiropractor, hiring massage therapists or physiotherapists. So you can get other types of services into your practice. Also, by increasing product sales, that can add to your cash flow. So product sales could come in the form of products that are complementary to your services. So carrying those products in the clinic, having a display, having the products available, letting patients know that you are carrying products, that's important. And educating your staff and making sure that they understand your products, that they can tell patients about it, and if necessary, consult with patients on those products. And these products should be complementary to the services you provide in the clinic. And then reducing expenses. So to reduce your expenses, you can look at your expense sheet and look at the major categories, but you could increase the amount of volume you're buying and get discounts for that volume. So if you're using a certain type of product on a regular basis and they're higher volumes, you can negotiate better price for that. You can go to different suppliers and get quotes for those products. And then you can look at variable expenses. So some of the variable expenses in your clinic could be things like advertising and marketing, expenses like wages. So those are some of the variable expenses. And then fixed costs, usually these are terms. So maybe like a lease that's a 3 or 5 year term, or other contracts like software that you have negotiated and it's in place for the next year or two. These are fixed costs that can be renegotiated or negotiated on a yearly or after a few years to get those costs down. And some of these costs can come down considerably as technology develops and there's more competition in the industry. You can buy a property for your clinic. So by doing that, that can really reduce your negative cash flow and turn it positive and start to build some equity. So what can you do with positive cash flow? Well, you can pay down debts. You can stop interest from being charged. And that really helps compound the positive cash flow. You can reinvest in your business, especially generate more positive cash flow. You can make investments like real estate, equities, or other type of investments where you're saving up after you've paid down your debts. If you're interested in our advanced cash flow webinar, you'll be able to get a ticket on Eventbrite, or you can get a ticket here on Facebook. Just go to our event page at True North Practice Management, and you'll be able to find the advanced cash flow webinar where we'll spend more time digging into the different aspects of cash flow, how you can specifically work with your situation to improve on your cash flow, and then what to do with the positive cash flow once you've achieved that. Follow us on social media. We're at True North PM on Instagram. We are on TikTok and on Facebook. We're at True North Practice Management as well as on YouTube. And we have a podcast as well on Apple, Spotify, and Google. And that's to help business professionals to be more successful. Our contact info, it's 917-310-1433 or 250-486-0062. If you have any questions about your practice, you have questions about what we talked about today, feel free to call us or you can DM us. You could also message us through Facebook or on Instagram. We'd be happy to help you that way. And if you'd like to take advantage of 50% off our initial consultation, we'll put a link in the post so you can click on that link and book a time that's convenient for you. We also have early bird paid webinar for cash flow. So for the next few days, you can get an early bird rate. It's around $70 US for the early bird rate. If you miss the early bird, our advanced cash flow webinar will be $91. So thank you for joining me today. I appreciate you learning more about cash flow with us. We hope that you join us on future webinars coming up in the coming weeks. There's a number of free webinars coming up, so please join us for those. You just have to go to our events tab and sign up for those webinars. For the advanced webinars, usually they're done on Zoom, and you can sign up for those either here on Facebook, or you can go over to Eventbrite and sign up there. So we hope to see you soon, and thank you for joining us today.